yebazibwe nnyo nnyini Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Be glorified the mighty God.
Ye Katonda Kitaffe.
Is God the Father.
Atula waggulu eggulu yonna.
Who sits in above heavens.
Era araba mu ggulu yonna n'ensi.
And see through all the heavens and the earth.
Okusinzira ku Efeso nya mukaaga.
According to Ephesians 4:6.
Yobu esura 28 olunyula 24 paka 25.
Job 28 verse 24 to 25.
Ati wamu ne Yeremia esura ya 23.
Together with Jeremiah chapter
23. Verse 24 to 25.
Oyono
ye Katonda Kitaffe.
That is our God the Father. Atunula
muguri nanesi.
Who sees through all the heavens and the earth.
Ye wali wo chimwe kwesi.
And nothing is hidden from him.
Oyo ye Katonda gotwebaza kulobulamu bwo.
That is the God we thank for your life.
N'olwobugabirizi.
And for the provision.
N'olwobujjanjabi.
And the care.
N'olwentalo zakulwanidde.
And the battles he has fought for you.
Omu n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Together with his word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oyo nno atula mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Who dwells in the third heaven.
Yasinzira okuddukanya eggulu lyonna n'ensi.
Where he bases to run the entire heavens and the earth.
Kubanga bwe kiwandikiddwa mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya 12.
Because that's how it's written, 2 Corinthians. Corinthians chapter 12.
Orunyi orusoka pakulukuna.
From verse 1 to 4.
Amune Matayo sura ya 28.
Together with Matthew 28.
Orunyi ile okutandikira dalwe 18 pakulwa 20.
From verse 18 to 20.
Era twebaza n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And we thank the Holy Spirit.
Munanga yaleka entebe ye ekisambwa kabaka obw'omuggulu.
Who left his mercy seat in the heavenly kingdom.
Ate najja ku nsi abeerenga atukulembera mu ng'abaana ba Katonda.
And he came on earth to lead us as children of God.
N'okugabi n'okuzanga obujjensi eno.
To provide and to restore this world.
Nga bwawandikiddwako Abaruumi 8:14.
As it's written of him in Romans 8:14.
Nti bonna abakulema mwoyo wa Katonda baana ba Katonda.
That those led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
Wabula mu Zaburi 13.
But in Psalms 143.
Zaburi 13:30.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Bible yegamba ndi Katonda atuma mwoyo gwe n'ebitondebwa.
The Bible says that God sends his spirit and they are created.
N'okuzza obuggya wuyo gwatuma.
And he renews the face of the earth.
Weewaawo yali mirimu gy'okutonda emmere yonna gye tulya.
He was involved in the works of creating all the food that we eat.
Yaliwo okuzza obuggya ensi.
Is there to restore the world.
Era kituukirira nti si lwa maanyi si lwa buyinza.
And it's fulfilled not by power and almighty.
Naye lwa mwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Tukubuuzaako nno.
We greet you.
Nti oliyo otya nno.
That how are you?
Weebali kwekuumira ku Focus of God TV.
Thank you for staying tuned on Focus of God TV.
Eyigiriza amawanga.
That disciples the world.
Eyigiriza Africa.
That disciples Africa.
Okola bulungi bwennyini.
You're doing good.
Naffe tukusabira obulungi obwennyini nnyini.
We also pray for you that goodness.
Butuuke mu nnyumba yo.
To reach into your house,
kitundu che wamwe,
in your area,
mwosi ye wamwe,
in your country,
ate ne ku Africa yonna,
and unto the entire Africa.
Kuzi wamu ne bonna abantu abatula ku lukalu lw'ensi.
Together with all dwellers on the earth,
abasigadde nga banoonya Katonda.
Seek for the Lord. Yes.
Wewawo.
Indeed.
Wabona abali ku mikutu gya Focus of God TV YouTube.
There are those on Focus of God TV YouTube.
Abamu bali ku Focus of God TV app.
Some others on Focus of God TV app.
Abalala bali ku media zafuno of God International Ministries.
And others on medias of Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
When natu babuza kontino muri yomoti ande.
We greet you all saying how are you?
Era tubagalize birunje biveri Katonda nga tubinako buyinike wadde.
And we wish you all goodness that comes from God without any blame.
Muri nyali amukama of Yesu Kristo.
And the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uwo moyo mutukufu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Era tuwadda amanyi na tukutusa ko program zino.
Who has given us the power to reach unto you this program?
Anti munange twatandise okwolekera wiki eyokuna mu mwezi.
We are now heading to the fourth week in the month.
Kuruno wiki eyokuna mu mwezi kusaidi eno.
And this side in the fourth week of the month.
Twatandise okukwasaganya.
We began handling it.
Twagitandikiddeko wakati mu wiki eyokubiri
eno. We began a little in the middle of the week. Yes.
We were wiki twagitandikidde oyingira mu wiki. Twatandikidde mu wiki ya kusatu.
We began within the third week
eyomwezi
of the month.
Ate okuyingira mu wiki eyokuna.
To enter into the fourth week of the month. Yes.
Naye kulwaffe no wiki ng'eno bweti.
But in this week,
feno tuba tukutuusako program omwende za giraffe.
For us we reach out to you the 9 programs of giraffe.
The 9 giraffe programs.
Nine giraffe programs.
Tutegeza.
We tell you.
Program is noted,
these are the programs focusing on the general rise of the African pillar. The general rise of Africa on a global stage and standard. All the nations of Africa
programs
in these programs. We portray how they can raise up on a global stage and standard. And one of them is this program that we've come with. The rise of the African pillar.
Wow.
Yes. The rise of the African pillar.
Program we tunolid okutumbura obumanyifu obutufu obwa Africa.
The program focusing on promoting the true identity of Africa.
Chiite okutumbura ekifananyi ekitufu ekya Africa.
Call it promoting the true image of Africa.
Africa sobole no kuimira mu kituli kulwaka no kuwensi yonna.
So that Africa may be able to stand in a gap for God and entire world.
Okuva Katonda lyajiita kubanga Katonda ajiitidde ekyo okuva ekyasa ky'enkumi bbiri ekyatandika.
For God called it for that purpose ever since the 20th century began. That is 1900 AD.
Na yenga okusobola chikola.
But to be able to do it,
Monange Africa ino kuimuka kumutenda no mutindo gwensiyo.
Africa has to raise to the global stage and standard. Yes.
Ifuke kunganyizo lya mawanga.
To become the worldwide arena. Yes.
Among gate siza kusonga enkuru ezokuddukanyiza akensi.
Where nations come to reason on global matters. Yes.
Eranga norwa lero.
And today
tukutusa ko kitundu kya mwenda.
Reach on to you part 9.
Kitundu kya mwenda.
Part 9.
Cha program eno.
Of this program.
Okuimuka kwempaji ya Africa.
The rise of the African pillar.
Eranga tugena kuba tweyongerayo no musomo ba topic.
And we're going to be moving on with the topic. Yes.
The great wrongest move of the Holy Spirit from Uganda to Israel.
Chokutambula ko moyo mtukufu okwamanya okukyasinza obuwanvu kuva mu Uganda gabe kyali ku Isirayiri.
Eranga tuchagenda mu maso no musomo nesomo baresoni.
And we still move on with the lesson. Yes.
Indicator mukaga.
The six indicators.
Indicator bazita bati mu Luganda.
Ebiraga.
Ebiraga mukaga.
Obubonero.
Ebiraga obubonero mukaga.
The six indicators.
Obulaga okutambula okukyasinza obuwanvu okw'omwoyo omutukuvu ng'ava mu Africa, Uganda.
Showing the longest move of the Holy Spirit basing in Africa, Uganda.
Era nga tugenze ku kiraga oba akabonero ak'okusatu.
And we're heading to the third indicator. Yes.
Tuwulekedde ekirago akabonero ak'okusatu.
We are heading to the third indicator. Wow. Yes.
Nga kanokaga kamanyiddwa nga okusinza n'okutendereza okuyita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And this is known as the worship and praising through the word of God. Yes.
Kasitola bo okusinza okw'omugundu.
When you see that fervent worship.
Okusinza n'okutendereza nga kunyo mu kigambo kya Katonda.
The praise and worship focusing in the word of God.
Nga kusimbudde mu maanyi ng'omanya omwoyo omutukuvu kati waali atambula.
It has set off in power, just know that the Holy Spirit is there moving.
Era ekyo kye kigenda mu maaso kankano mu nnaku zaffe mu Africa.
That is what is moving on in our days in Africa.
Kyatandika dda nno.
It began sometime back.
Naye nga twebaza Katonda.
But we do thank God.
Ate atutuusizza nate kukula lino.
Who has reached us to this pearl. Yes.
Naye nga jjukira twalabako dda obubonero bubiri.
Remember we last saw two signs.
Mu kitundu eky'omusanvu.
In part 7.
Twatandika n'akabonero akaasookera ddala.
We began with the first indicator. Yes.
Mu kitundu eky'omusanvu twatandika n'akabonero.
In part 7 we began with the sign.
Akayitibwa the fervent evangelism and transmission.
Nti okuyayana kw'okubuulira enjiri n'okukyusibwa.
It is the key sign. The key sign is the acceleration of the gospel message.
Nti akabonero kano.
Akabonero akakuru.
Nti akabonero akakuru. Kwe kuseya kw'obubaka obw'enjiri.
Leading to the profound personal transmission and the salvation of many.
Akatutusa eri okukyusibwa okw'omugundu okwakisa kinnoomu n'obulokozi bw'abangi.
Ako nno twakalaba mu kitundu kya musanvu.
We saw that in part 7. Wow. Yes.
Mu kitundu kya kumeka?
Part 7.
Kya musanvu.
Yes.
Kakati nitumale tugenda kabonera ate mu kitundu eky'omunaana.
Later in part 8 we went to another indicator.
Netulaba akabonero ako oba akara akaraga
that indicator yes
akaraga oba kabonero ako kubiri
we saw the second indicator yes yes
the second key indicator osaini
akabonero ako kubiri akaraga
ne rugamba the focus on Jesus Christ
okusesira ku mukama wa Yesu Kristo
nagamba nti at the true move of the Holy Spirit
nti kutambula kwa moyo mtukufu okwa mazima
it keeps Jesus Christ as the central figure
chikuma mukama wa Yesu Kristo nge ntabiro yabyo na
ngata tutwebuli Africa nenga tubulira mukama wa Yesu
we don't preach to ourselves but we preach our Lord Jesus Christ yes
ngaya atambulira ko byo na
and to him everything revolves
ibyo notwabiye tegeriza mchitundu echo munana
we looked at those in part 8
kakati tukusabatu weyongerewa mu
so we ask you that we move on together
mochitundu chino echo mwenda
in part 9 yes
tweyongerewa fenna
let us move on together
mochitundu echo mwenda
in part 9
echa program wino
of this very program
okuimuka kwempaji ya Africa
the rise of the African pillar
na yengo kujikutusako
but reach on to you this program
omutume Ronald Hope
Apostle Ronald Hope
manyidwe nyonga kabona ayigiriza
known as the teaching priest
olumulimu guno gwokuyigiriza
for this work of teaching
and finance kwisi atufura bakabona
because all of us Jesus made us
abamukiriza
that believed him yes
na yimu wenyigire nyomo kuyigiriza ikigambo
but you if you involve in preaching teaching the word
okola nenda gane eyobulamu nemirembe
and you make a covenant of life and peace
okukuma obulamu bwabantu obombiri nobwomwoyo
to preserve the life of others and their spirits
okubategekere emirembe gyobulamu buno nobwobugendo okujja
to prepare for them the peace of this life and that
okubawonyageyena
to save them from hell
ngobatunuze mbulamu obulunjo obweguru
focusing them in a good life in heaven
ngabagamba oyo katika bona ayigiriza
they will say that is the teaching priest.
Aha, bila nene ngano yobulamu.
He has the covenant of life and peace.
Era bila okulabanga atwa yongeza emirembe mitindo gyobulamu.
And he makes sure that he moves on the standards of life.
Okuba kumulembo ogumu okutuka kumulala.
From one generation to another.
Emirembe gyobulamu mitindo gyobulamu obwobuliwo.
The standards of the physical life
nobulamu obwomwoyo
and the spiritual life
tumufuna program ya febera yechileri
we get him in our program that is always covered at 9 p.m.
tubira yone kabona wa Africa
yours have the teaching priest of Africa
ngatubarange uvuna jo wabera
showing you his responsibility
aha akati gori na eka kanu kabona wa Africa oyo
is the one you with right now
era ni wana ali woku tukugira mitendo ya buramu
is here also to extend the standards of life.
Nina isi no msomba tuvunura wan.
He also passed with the pastor translating Pastor Godfrey Mkisa.
Eh, Pastor Godfrey Mkisa tubuje ko.
How are dear viewers on Focus of God TV?
Wala ya fabalonja wa Focus of God TV.
I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Babuza ko mulinye lya manya lya mukama Facebook.
I thank you for choosing Focus of God TV.
Mbebaza olokulonda wa Focus of God TV.
Where good life on earth matters.
Ewalio obulamu obwokusi no bwomugulu ebutebwa kesira.
And better life on earth
obulamu obulungi konsi
and everlasting life in heaven
nobulamu obutagwaomu
I tell you to stay focused
mbagamba musigalenga mwekumideko
so that we learn together
so loku yigira wamu
we are with the teaching priest of Africa
tuline kabona yigiriza owa Africa
there is a lot to learn
binje byo kuyiga
may God bless you
mukama wenyo
as we learn together
ngabo tuyigira wamu
amen arino tuline no msomi wa Bible side wali
we also have a Bible reader
wamu bulizi wanjiri
an evangelist
katubuze ko tutegera te yayumiridati
let him greet us we get to know how he's standing
era chicha kuagalisha
and what he wishes for you
balaye bafavalunja ba Focus of God TV
how do you have viewers on Focus of God TV
twabuza ko mulinye lisinga amanya gonna
we greet you in a mighty name
elinye lya mukama wa Yesu
of our Lord Jesus Christ
eliyawe bwayo muguru ne kunsi
that was given in heaven and on earth
buli alikiriza asobola okulokolebwa
whoever believes it shall be saved
nangu olwalero
even me today
ndi wanu program okuyimuka kwempaji ya Africa
I'm here in the program the rise of the African pillar
na nawe ranji kuagaliza
I also wish it for you
obeko tuigire wa mufena
so that you stay tuned we learn together
so bolo kulabanga Africa eyimirira
so that we see that Africa stands
empaji ya Africa eyimirire
that the pillar of Africa stands
so bolo kolomuka omulimuka magwatu esigisiza
so that we do the work God has entrusted us
wekumireko
stay tuned
mukama akwenyomkisa
may God bless you
amina mukama akuwomkisa
may God bless you so much
etwagala kulwisa
we don't want to waste more time
twagala kutandikira
we want to start straight away yes
ne kitundu kino ekyomwenda
part 9
ekya program eno
of this very program
okuyimuka kwempaji ya Africa
the rise of the African pillar
iranga tuchagena maso no musomo oba topic
when we still move on with the topic yes
the great longest move of the Holy Spirit from Uganda like Israel
ntio kutambula ko muntu kuvwa okwamanya lero kyasinzo obuwanvu okuva mu Uganda ngabe kyali ku Isiraeli. Yes.
Era nga tugenda maso no musomo.
And we move on with the lesson.
Ogugamba nti the six indicators or signs showing the wrongest move of the Holy Spirit basing in Africa Uganda.
Omusomo ogugamba nti obubonero oba ebiraga okutambula ko muntu kuvwa okukyasinza obuwanvu ngasinzira mu Africa Uganda. Yes.
Ebiraga mukaga ebiraga oba obonero mukaga
the six indicators
obulaga okutambula okuwanvu
that show the longest move
obuwanvu ko moyo mutukufu
the longest move of the Holy Spirit
from Africa Uganda
basing in Africa Uganda yes
na inga twa kugamba
but we told you
nti ngawe kyali mu Israel mbiro byonne bya BC
as it was in Israel in throughout BC
okutuka ku ntandikwa ya AD
up to the beginning of AD
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe
that is after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
era bwe kiri bwe kuli okutambula okukyasinza okuluwawo okw'omwoyo omutukufu
so it is the great deliberation move of the Holy Spirit
okuva mu Uganda
from Uganda
okutuka mu nsi yonna
to the entire world
ngabwo kirambikiddwa mu kabonero okensibuko y'omugachira
as marked with the sign of the source of river
source of river nile
yes
omugogo kyasinzo obuwanvu mu nsi yonna
the longest river in the world yes
ntingabwe kyali mu Isiraeli mbiro byonna ebya BC
as it was in Israel throughout BC
na Yesu tanabakuzaliwa ku nsi
before the birth of Jesus Christ on earth yes
okutuka ku ntandikwa ya AD
up to the beginning of AD
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
bwe kiribwe ekityo okutambula okw'amaanyi okukyasinza obuwanvu okw'omwoyo omutukuvu
so it is the great revelation move of the Holy Spirit
okuva mu Uganda
from Uganda
okwetu olensi yonna
throughout the entire world
ngabo yekyama kingibwa mukabonero akomu kensibuko y'omugachira
as marked with the sign of river Nile
omuggo ogukyasinze obuwanvu mu nsi
the longest river in the world
bitundu jetuvuddeko twakunyonyola makulu g'omugogo
in the previous parts we told you the meaning of that river yes
nga kabonero akalagira ddala okutambula okomu mtu kuvuku okwamanyira okukyasinza obuwanvu mu nsi yonna.
It is the sign that shows the great and longest move of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Oyitegedde bulungi.
You've understood it.
Okutambula okwamanyi kuno okw'omwoyo omutukufu kukyasinza obuwanvu.
This great deliberation move of the Holy Spirit.
Okuva mu Uganda okutuuka mu nsi yonna.
From Uganda to the entire world.
Okuliwo mukuyimuka kwempaji ya Misri Africa ya lero.
At the rise of the Egyptian pillar today's Africa. Yes.
Kuliwo mukuyimuka kwempaji oba malaika wa Misri Africa ya lero.
It is there in the rise of the pillar, the angel of Egypt. Yes.
Olw'okuyimirira mu kiruli ku lwakano ne ku lw'ensi yonna.
For standing in the gap for God and the entire world. Yes.
Nje okutambula okw'omwoyo omutukuvu okwamanya okukyasinza obuwanvu okuva mu Uganda okutuuka mu nsi yonna.
That the great deliberation move of the Holy Spirit from Uganda throughout the entire world.
Kuliwo mu kuyimuka kw'empaji oba malaika wa Misri Africa ya lero.
It is there at the rise of the Egyptian pillar today's Africa or the angel of Africa. Yes.
Asobola okuyimirira mu kituli esobola okuyimirira mu kituli ku lwakano ne ku lw'ensi yonna.
So that you can stand in the gap for God and the entire world. Yes.
Era okutambula kuno okw'amaanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And this great move of the Holy Spirit.
Kulina obulaga oba obubonero mukaaga.
It has six indicators.
Obulaga okubalukawo kw'okulabisibwa kwa Katonda mu kubeerawo kwe mu nsi.
The six indicators of a sudden intensification of God's presence, active presence in the world. Yes.
Ubonero bunene omukaga babulaga okubaruka okukubirawo kwa katu okukubirawo nokukora kwa katonda mu nsi.
These six signs are there to show the sudden intensification of God's presence in the world.
Eranga tuleke dikabonero ka kusatu.
And we're heading to the six, the third indicator. Yes.
Akaraga obakabonero ka kusatu.
That shows all that third indicator.
Yes. Wow. Okay. The third indicator osaine.
Akabonero oba akalaga akokusatu.
Nenga tugamye nti kano kwe kusinza nokutendereza okuita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And we say Amen. This is the worship and praising through the word of God. Yes.
Kitutegeza nti bolabo okusinzwa nokutendereza nga kujita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
What we mean when you see the worshiping and praising through the word of God.
Ngomanya kati waliwo okutambula okw'omwoyo mutukufu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
Just get to know that there's a might move of the Holy Spirit.
Okuleeta okubaluka okw'okubeerawo kwa Katonda n'okukola kwe mu nsi.
That bring the sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world. Yes.
Ngokasula bango okusinza n'okutendereza.
When you see that the praising and worshiping
okuyita mu kigambo kya Katonda,
that is through the word of God,
nga kugenda mu maaso,
that is moving on,
ngomanya waliwo okutambula okw'omwoyo mutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
Just get to know that there's a might move of the Holy Spirit.
Okulaga okubaluka okw'okubeerawo okukola kwa Katonda mu nsi.
That show a sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world.
Ngabo chirire ruka kanu mu Africa.
As it is today in Africa.
Edanga chata andiko kubaruka mu 1900 AD.
And it began in 1900 AD.
The
20th century. Yes.
Ochirengera.
Yes, I
see. Satan yazaru wana na chokuchuza.
But Satan has come fighting against it to cool it down.
Na ingo okuva echasa chenkumi biru wechata.
But ever since the 20th century began.
Yerukumu nuenda AD.
That is 1900 AD.
Wabaruka wo okusinza.
There happened
no kutendereza okuita mu kigambo kya Katonda mu mawanga ga Africa.
There happened a sudden worship and praising through the word of God in the nations of Africa.
Kadistan natandika okulwanagana kyo akiwoze.
So Satan started fighting against it to cool it down.
Ayimirize okutambula okw'amaanyi mu maanyi okw'omwoyo omutukuvu okwetulensi yonna.
To stop the might move of the Holy Spirit throughout the entire world.
Ojirengera.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Wobera wabarusewo okukola ki?
A sudden praising and worshiping through the word of God.
Okuita mu kigambo kya Katonda. Okusinza okwo,
that worship,
kabera kabonero ka amaanyi nnyo,
is a great sign.
Era nga Katonda yakwogerako,
and God spoke about it.
Mu Zakariya esura eyokuna onyolwa omukaaga.
Zakariya chapter 4 and verse 6.
No, Zefaniya esura yakusatu. Olunyolwa omwenda paka olwe 10.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and verses 9 to 10.
Ngayogera kubashinza abi abali sibuka wansi we migaji ya Ethiopia.
Speaking of his true worshipers that shall come beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Yes.
Katuna ngayogera kubashinza abi aba mazima.
God was speaking about his true worshipers.
Abazi sibuka wansi we migaji ya Ethiopia.
That will come from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Sibuko yomugachi ira.
At the source of River Nile.
Ogumanyikidwa ngo mugagwe Misri,
known as the river of Egypt.
Katusomee cha andiko kino urabe.
Let us read the scripture and you see.
Zakaria.
Zefania sura ya kusatu lokona olomwenda paka olwe 10.
Zefania. Esule yo kubiri onyolo omwenda.
Sura ya kusatu.
Esule yo kusatu no onyolo omwenda. Kubanga mu bire ebyo ndicho siza amawanga olulimi olulongofu. Bonna bakabirire erinnya lya Mukama. Okuweleza no moyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord.
Olenge de chibirawo.
Yes, I see.
Nti muchisere echo.
That in that time
Katonda akomyao olimi olongo fu mu bantu be.
God restores a pure language in his people. Yes.
Olimi olutali mukumalago ogera na kuyimba yimba.
The language that is not having mere talkings and singing. Yes.
Nenga mulimu okukabira erinnya lya Mukama.
But is crying for the name of the Lord.
No kumuwereza no ngabali bumu.
And serving him with one accord. Yes.
Erechi diya mchisere echu.
And what happens next in that
Abasi
time?
Abasinza banu bagoloko ka.
These worshippers rise up. Yes.
Wow.
That is verse 10.
Zefania esule yokusatu no nyole kumi. Ababane gairira ye muwala w'abantu bange abasa sana. Abalirete kitone kyange ngabava emitala w'emigga jobu w'Ethiopia.
For then will I, he says, verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even a daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering. Yes. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. When we speak beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, just get to know that at the source of River Nile. Source of River Nile. Because the river of Ethiopia is the one that comes from Nile. It is Nile from the source of river.
Beyond,
when I say beyond
the rivers of Ethiopia,
you go beyond Ethiopia as the nation. And you go to the source of that river. He says they are his worshippers. So these worshippers are the ones who have said that in that time,
Katunda yarambi kanti wali sibuka abasinza ba Katunda ba mazima abasinza Katunda moyo ne mazima.
God said that there shall appear those that worship the true worshippers of God in spirit and truth from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia at the source of River Nile.
Uganda.
Here in Uganda.
Africa.
In the rise of the African pillar.
Hey, wow.
As Africa rises on a global stage and standard, there shall rise great worshippers. That's why they've said this third indicator. Yes. That show the might move of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
The great move of the Holy Spirit.
Showing a sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world. This sign of the praising and worshipping of God through the word of God. Among those, what happens? God is behind this praising and worshipping, leading them through the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
God is always behind this praising and worship through the Holy Spirit. Okay. That's why
it's
Zephaniah chapter
3.
God is within these issues. And is always present when they're worshiping Him. Because He leads everything through the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives songs. Oh, I get
it. That is a
let us read and see.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu no nyole 17.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17.
Mukama Katonda ali wakati wo owamanyi analokola ali kusanyukira nesanyu ali umulira mukwagala kwe ali kusanyukira nga ayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yes, I've heard
it.
Zephaniah
chapter 3:17.
God is always behind this praising and worshipping that passes through His Word. Through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He Himself, He gives the songs. Okay. They are not for ordinary people. So ever since the 20th century began, that is 1900
AD,
there happened a great worship and praising that comes from different nations of Africa. And Satan has been fighting it to see that he cools you down. So that he can hinder the rise of the African pillar.
That is
the general rise of Africa on a global stage and standard. In the physical matters and the spiritual matters. Yes. God is always behind these issues. Remember, he's always behind there, like in Job. He gives songs. Yes. Job 35, verse 10.
Yes.
He gives songs. This sudden intensification is always present. Yes. So we as Africans, we had to recognize that word, this indicator of praising and worshiping through the word of God, that is led by the great longest move of the Holy Spirit, showing the sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world. Yes. We had to look at it critically. As I ask you to pay a keen eye and renew it always. You have to renew this indicator of praising and worshiping of God through the word of God. Because it shows that the Holy Spirit is moving greatly from
Uganda,
Africa, heading to the entire world. And it shows the sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world. Yes.
So
let us read Job 35:10 and see.
Yobu esure ya makumi asatu mwetano no nyore kumi. Naete wali ayogera nti katondo mtonzi wange aliruda wa awa enyimbe ekiro.
But none says, where is God my maker, who gives songs in the night?
Olengedde kiba kyaliwo.
You see what happened.
Nti akabonero kano ak'okusinza n'okutendereza okuyita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
This sign of worshiping and praising through the word of God. Yes.
Katonda mwene abera yakekulembereddemu.
God himself leads this session.
Ngagabira ddala n'ennyimba.
Giving songs. Indeed.
Okuyita mu kutambula okw'amaanyi okw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu nga yeetoola ensi yonna.
Through the great move of the Holy Spirit through the entire world. Yes.
Abamu ali butereevu.
Is there directly. I get. Yes,
yes,
because what happens and what was there?
Yes.
What happens and what had happened? Yes. Ever since the 20th century began. That is 1900
AD.
When God commanded the pillar of Africa to stand in the gap for God and the entire world. The Holy Spirit, he has to lead those that worship God in spirit and truth. Okay. Because it's a time they tell you that God is looking for such people to worship him. He's searching them out. Where are they? In this session,
yes,
the Holy Spirit, it searches out those that are going to lead. That they worship God in spirit and truth.
Mumazima.
In truth. Okay.
Yes, sir.
This was there ever since the 20th century began. It began to happen in Africa. Ever since the 20th century began, that is 1900 AD. And the Holy Spirit sought for those that are going to that is going to lead. That they worship God in truth.
Hey,
wow.
I get. So it started discovering some people.
Mm.
those are the times we started seeing Africans rising up, singing songs of praising and worshiping. So reaching the 21st century, they were flowing. They were falling already. Hey.
20th century.
Before the work began, they were already falling. That is 2000.
Oh, Satan
went through them and made them fall. Through the entire world, started silencing this indicator. Okay.
Hey.
In John chapter 4,
21,
yes.
Ayogera bwati.
It speaks like this.
Yokana esule yokuna no nyola biri mulumu.
John chapter 4 and verse 21.
Yesu namugamba nti omukyala nzikiriza ekisera kijja lwebatalisinziza kitaffe ku lusozi luno ne wankubadde mu Yerusalemi.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour has come when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Yes.
Ejisera kiba kijja.
The time comes.
Ejo gomebisera bitu kabotoshi.
Yes, time comes.
Yesu kubaga manti ekisera kimukazi nzikirize ekisera kijja.
Jesus says, woman, believe me, time is coming.
Abagenda okusinza Katonda bali mumusinza ku lusozi luno.
That those who worship God shall not worship him from this mountain.
Oluwaki?
Why?
Baba tebakyali limited.
They are no longer limited.
Omuya abatambula.
The spirit is moving.
Asobola okwata ku yenna waali omuntu.
He can touch to whoever is ready and prepared.
Ne bwaba tali ku lusozi.
Though you're not on a mountain,
of course.
Okay.
Isomoro abiri mwebiri.
Let's read 22.
Yokana esule yokuna no nyolo abiri mwebiri.
John 4:22.
Mwemusinza kye mutamanyi. Fetusinza kye tumanyi. Kubanga obulokozi buva mu Yudaya.
You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews.
Abiri musatu.
Onyolo abiri musatu. Na ekisera kijja era kituuse. Abasinza amazima. Lwebana asinzizanga kitaffe mu mwoyo n'amazima. Kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeeranga ab'okumusinza.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Okay.
He told
them that when the time is come and now
is, the
true worshippers, the true worshippers shall worship the God in spirit and truth. What does it mean to worship in the spirit?
Yes. You're
in the spirit inside. The spirit. When they say you're now in the spirit, yes. You're asking us. To worship God in the spirit, that means the spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, and those are the Holy Scriptures.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Gospel beats. Worshipping God in spirit. The gospel beats.
It
is worshipping God in spiritual songs. Songs pertaining to God. Yes. Worshipping God in spirit.
It
is to sing with God in spiritual songs. And those songs pertain to God. They are they are controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Yes. They are controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Secondly, they must be supernatural.
Echirala zino kubanga zina amani agasukulumye kwago getuzalibwa nago. Yes.
And sadly, they call for the oral endowment of our spirit, soul, and body.
Echo kusatu. Zita okwewa yoku na okwobwongo.
Okwomwoyo ememe no mubiri.
Okwomwoyo ememe no mubiri. Yes. Spirit, soul, and body.
Ojita get the
words. Yes.
Kakate nyimba zino.
Now these songs.
Okuvecha sa chenkumbiri wechata andika.
Ever since the 20th century began.
Ilikumuruenda AD.
That is 1900 AD.
Katuna nara giro kuimuka kuempaji Africa.
God commanded the rise of the African pillar.
Ne warabi kawo okubaruka kukutamburu okwa.
And there appeared a great move of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There also happened a sudden intensification, which manifested mostly when there is praising and worshiping
him.
That is in spirit. Singing with God in spiritual songs.
Enyimba ezikwata Katonda.
Songs pertaining to God.
Enyimba nga zirungamiziddwa era nga zivugibwa moyo mutukufu.
Songs controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Enyimba nga zirimu amaanyi agasukka kugetuzaalibwa nago.
Songs that are supernatural.
Era enyimba nga ziyita okwewaayo kw'omwoyo gwo.
Songs that call for the high endowment of the mind. Those began immediately then. Coming from Africa, the devil said, I won't accept that. He passed through
Africa.
The musicians of Africa's glory. Taking them to other continents. By in their return, they were washed, brainwashed. They had added different things that cannot be explained. Okay? Yes, I see it. That's what they call
it.
There happened a sudden worshipping of God in spirit. Yes. There happened a sudden worshipping of God in spirit. And that is to sing with God in spiritual songs. Songs pertaining to God. Songs controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Songs. Songs that are supernatural. Songs that call for the high endowment of the mind. Those are songs that happened way back. If you go back to those songs that were released in 1900 AD. Yes. Ever since the 20th century began. God had commanded the pillar of Africa to stand. The Holy Spirit began to move greatly in power. Leading those that sing worship in spirit. Worshipping spiritual songs.
Enyimba ezikwata ku Katonda.
Songs pertaining to God.
Enyimba ezirungamiziddwa era nga zivugibwa mwoyo mutukufu.
Songs controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Enyimba ezirimu amaanyi agasukka ag'obuzaale.
Songs having supernatural power.
Enyimba.
Songs calling for the high endowment of the mind. Step back a little in the beginning of the 20th century.
1980,
before stepping into the 21st century. Yes. Though in that century they were still trying. Yes.
Ha!
Oh my God. Men were still singing.
Africa.
The Africans.
They are
still moving on the same pace, but it's exchanged. It is lowered a little. It is exchanged from being spiritual to what? Physical? Desires of the world. Oh my God.
When
they say you're singing in the spirit, you must be singing spiritual songs. Songs that pertain to God. Okay. Songs.
that are controlled. Zirungamizibweranga zivugibwa.
Songs that are controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Ngazirimu amanya agasuka kumakogakoti kumazari.
Having supernatural power.
Ngaziko zikoringa okwewayo kwa waguru okwememeza femiyoyo n'emibiri.
Calling for the high endowment of the mind.
Kakati yucha yogera mulunyi yuno olwabiri mwenya.
That's what he speaks in the verse 24. Okay?
Yokana.
John.
Esula eyo kuna no olwabiri mwenya.
Chapter 4 and verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira okusinzanga mu moyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Uri debulunji.
Yes, I've heard it well.
Dikatonda gwe moyo,
God is spirit.
Akadomba muyimba naye muyimbire mu bya moyo.
So when you're singing with him, worship him in spirit. Yes.
Okuyimba moyo, kuyimba bya moyo.
Singing in the spirit is singing spiritual things.
Okay? Enyimba nga za moyo.
Songs must be spiritual. Yes.
Bijegede bulungi.
I get.
Ngazikwata kwani?
They must be pertaining to God.
Okay. Ngazirunga misidwe nga zikulemirwa moji.
Controlled and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Zibate kukubanga, zirunga misiweranga, zivugiwa, sifatu zivuga. Omufuzi driver, omukuru.
The chief driver is the Holy Spirit.
Tupatu ino kutambli ambarumi, suli omuna anakuminanya.
We must move within Romans 8:14. Yes.
Katusometu rabi.
Let us read and see.
Abalumi, esule omunana, no nyole kuminanya.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 14.
Kubanga bonna, abakulembele omoyo wa Katonda, abobibana ba Katonda.
For they that are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God or sons of God. Yes. You see what happened? In that time you are led by the Holy Spirit. Yes. I've understood it. So even the power that is driving you, it isn't yours, it's not you controlling. Then Acts chapter 18, 8 works mostly there. Acts chapter 1, verse
8
works very well here. Yes.
Okay.
Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Naye muliwebwa
amaanyi, omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja kummwe, nammwe munaabanga bajulirwa bange. Mu Yerusalemi ne mu Yudaya bonna ne mu Samaria n'okutuusa ku nkomero y'ensi.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Yes.
Omuntu kuvyaba amanya agavuga gabiraga moyo ki.
The power driving you is of the Holy Spirit.
Kati awo ne mulyoka mujulira.
So there you testify.
Okubira da munsi je musibuka mu.
Right from your country of origin and the cities.
Nokutuka kusone nyeze.
Up to the uttermost part of the earth.
Kati mukanyomero kana akokubanga waliwo okushinja.
So in this aspect where there is praising and worshiping of God through the word, they will resume to hear when songs are coming from somewhere. They are all singing the majesty of God. Okay. Even God spoke of that and said in Isaiah 24:14-16
and
in the rise of the African pillar.
Yes.
Ngawango waliwo kutambula kwa manyo kwa moyo mtukufu kwetu lesiyo.
When there is a great longest move of the Holy Spirit throughout the entire world.
Bajja kulira nyimba ngaziveyo.
They will hear songs coming from far. Oh, that is one of the signs that will show that he has set off. The pillar is standing now.
Oh,
Satan tried to fight this matter. All nations started wondering when 20th century began.
When
they had seen the sudden praising and worshipping of God through the word coming from Africa. And this is great. So we the owners never understood it first.
Ati omulabe sitani yena akitegeera.
So that enemy Satan understood.
Natandika kukikuba bubi nnyo.
And started fighting against it.
Abasajja bategeka zikwaya nga ziyimba mbiri.
Men prepared.
Naziraba kwa Uganda.
I even saw them in Uganda. Yes.
Nga ni competition zigeena mu maso.
And competitions were ongoing.
Okay. Okay.
They started gathering choirs in Africa, doing competition, competing for worshiping God. In the spirit.
He
was in the spirit watching. And we didn't know what was going on.
We just get it. But we know we're going to be
we must renew those signs because the spirit is present and wants to move on.
Oh.
I saw them. I never knew that it's coming from this far. This is knowledge from far. Because way back in the previous ministries, we had a choir. They could go for competitions. And I remember they came one day back with a trophy. That they were the best in a soprano voice.
Yes.
But I never knew that it was coming from this far. Not at all. I thought it's just like you have a talent, you sing. Satan desolated us, confused us. Serious.
Let us
read
Isaiah.
And we see what God had started in Africa, which want us to be back again. This sign of praising and worshiping through the word of God has to be renewed. So that the African pillar rises.
Africa,
and Africa rises on the global stage in standard. Okay?
Isaiah, esure ya makumi abiri mwenya, no nyore kumi nenya.
Isaiah 24 and verse 14.
Banobali Musa edobo ziri abwe, bali ogerera waguru, olobu kuru bwa mukama, bali ekana, ngabasi nzira kunyanja.
They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea.
Oli de kuveri.
Yes, from the sea.
Isaiah 24:14.
Isaiah 24:14.
But we kulaga from the sea.
Whenever it shows you okuveri emitala manga,
bamayanja.
Yes.
Bobo genda okulaba empaji ya Africa weri.
If you're heading to see where the pillar of Africa is,
we equator we meetingira. Ne Greenwich.
Go and see where the equator meets the Greenwich.
Side one of Africa, one
at the side of Africa near
Atlantic
the sea. Atlantic Ocean. Okay, right there. When you cross a little bit. If you have a map, you can give it us. When you cross a little bit, you just enter Uganda. Because the equator crosses Uganda. Okay. And it is visible. Oh my God. Rose to sing the majesty of God in that
time.
If I'm to gather you the men that stood in that time, even men who could sing the physical great things of the world. Ever since
even in the
physical things of people. The reasonable matters.
The program, the gospel beats.
Where comes the program?
Okay. No, Gondi, the golden music.
Oh, Emimbe Zazabu.
It's a program where Bidizo Naziva one.
All those two programs come from this aspect.
The gospel beats,
the
golden music.
Nezabu. Because I saw these times. Thank you, sir. Oh, my God.
Would you take it?
Yes. The only problem we have, we don't focus on what God is giving us. We thought we are leading ourselves. We couldn't get this revelation. We thank God for this. Seriously. Even our dear viewer on Focus of God TV must be wondering where this has come from. Yes.
Kakati,
now,
Let
us go back to that verse and see.
Isaiah, esura ya makumi abiri mwenya, noru nyiriri ole kumi nenya.
Isaiah 24 and verse 14.
Bano, bali imuse dobo ziri yawe, bali ogerida waguru, olobukuru wa mukama, bali ekana, ngabasi nzira kunyanja.
They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord.
Mm.
They shall cry aloud from the sea.
Odide jivava?
Yes. Mm.
And
Where the equator meets the Greenwich. Yes.
Wanukurida in Africa.
Near Africa. Yes, I see it clearly now.
Aha.
Yes.
Bakakula HH5.
It is well shown.
Kati uraba kumukono guno ugu Africa.
At the side of
Greenwich,
Africa.
Greenwich, which sinkani dana equator.
Where the Greenwich meets.
Africa,
that's where the angel called the pillar of Africa is standing. And the in Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. Okay.
Equator just crosses to Uganda up to Kenya. Oh, I get. Yes, I see.
That's
where they come from.
It
came from there and spread to the entire Africa. From Uganda to the entire Africa.
Mm.
Okay.
Era competition is that and the Kasebo Abasumba mu Africa and Nangaba, but it has required Zenja.
Competitions
were
booming. Pastors were booming.
But when I could attend the Zah, the Sins Akatunda choir Zenja,
different choirs were coming to sing for God.
Never Imam Nimbez Rendeza, Nimbez Sinza, Nimbez Amarobosimo, Gospel Gundi. Karicho gospel.
Singing, praising, and worshiping songs.
Hey.
Band songs.
Uh-huh.
Culture songs.
Uh-huh.
Hymn songs.
Ayu.
Band songs. All of those.
And
Satan said, "These have not yet gotten revelation." They don't know that the African pillar already stood.
And
it's a great move of the Holy Spirit from Africa to the entire world. And this is a key indicator of praising and worshiping God through the word. Okay. It is the third of the six that show the great move of the Holy Spirit. That show the sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world. You see the praising and worshiping of God through the word.
Woo-hoo!
Oh my God.
That's why
here at Full Knowledge of God International Ministry, we are renewing it.
We
praise and dance for the Lord. Oh my God. Brand new songs.
Would you take it?
Yes. Brand new songs.
Mamas.
Okay. Let us see verse 15 and see what it says.
Isaiah, isura ya makumi abiri mwenya. No nyore 15.
Isaiah 24 and verse 15.
Kale, mugulimze mukama ebuvanjuba. Erinnya lya mukama, Katonda wa Israeli, mubizinge ebyomu nyanja.
Therefore, glorify the Lord in the east, even the name of the Lord God of Israel, in the coastlands of the sea. They first pointed at the east of East Africa. The east of Africa. Okay. Praise and worship God.
Central Africa
lit fire of praising and
worship
Africa. West Africa also.
South Africa.
South Africa. Yes, I remember those times. South Africa was on the tip.
South Africa.
Singing the Makoma songs. Different styles.
Gwe. Yes.
They were getting physical and spiritual songs and they are profitable. The physical songs also had meaning.
Okay.
But the secret is we never knew what is behind this praise and worship. Let us read verse 16 and see.
Isaiah esulo ya makumi abiri mwenya nayo nyowe 14.
Isaiah 24 and verse 16.
Tuulidde nyimba nga ziva ku nkomero y'ensi, ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu. Naye ne njogera nti, nkozimba, zinsanze, abali azamanyi bali azamanyi za nnyo wewao abali azamanyi bali azamanyi za nnyo.
From the uttermost part of the earth have heard songs. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs. Even glory to the righteous. But I said, my linens, woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yeah, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yes. Right from the uttermost part of the earth. At the pillar of Africa that we've seen. Where the equator meets the Greenwich. And they said, we've heard songs. Songs. The physical and spiritual songs. Nations say that we have heard songs.
Africa is rising.
They said Africa imuka. Because of the songs that were heard. And the singers of Africa
were
seeing that they are seeing meaningful things that touch people. But now they are silenced. They forsook them. Even those that could sing physical things, seeing that had godliness in them. Yes. Singing songs of redemption and praising their Africa. Yes.
Mama,
they would thank God who gave them Africa.
Oh, I remember.
What happened? And what was there?
Nyimba zino zaimbibwanga kuidamu.
There was singing in truth. And the truth is of the word of God. When they say, you're praising and worshiping God in truth, you're in the truth of the Holy Scriptures. The truth of the word of God. It is where you based, compose songs. Because when you go back a little in John chapter 4 and verse
24,
they bring out a question that how are you going to worship God in truth? The truth is of the Holy Scriptures. Okay. And that is the truth of the word of God. It is where the Holy Spirit blesses to give you songs. To remain gospel. Though preaching about the physical things. But what they speak about is the truth. Let us go back a little and you see.
Yokana esule yokuna noru nyidi olwabiri mwetano olwabiri mwenya.
John chapter 4 and verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira okusinzanga mu moyo namazima.
God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Olide bulungi.
Yes, I've heard it well.
Ekibera wo,
what happens there? God is asking you to worship him in truth. But the truth is of the Holy Scriptures. Yes. The Holy Scriptures.
When
you see Daniel chapter 10,
Agamba then in Jagala katikutegeze byandiko byandiko byashi.
He says, Fujalini, I want to show you scriptures of the truth. You cannot worship God in truth if you're not in the truth of the Holy Scriptures. When you go back to the songs that were sung in the, at the beginning of the 20th century, 1900.
April
21st century. Yes. People began changing. Okay. We had Jesus. They were still singing spiritual things. Oh, yes,
Daniel,
have you seen Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel esura ya 10 na olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Daniel chapter 10 and verse 21.
Nena akubulira ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima. Sosi wali alikuluirwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikaeli omulangira wamwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes.
Nakulira byandiko byandiko byachi
ebyamazima.
I will tell you scriptures of truth. Yes.
Kati tedi yo tobayi toinza sinza katunda mu mazima.
You cannot worship God in
ngato sinzira mbyawandikiwe byamazima
if you don't base in the scriptures of truth.
Wabula tebi yanu kwebya mazima.
But the scriptures of truth
biebiko na mazima gechi gambo chako.
Are the ones that do the truth of the word of God.
Kukusinzira mu Ephesians ule soka kuminasatu.
According to Ephesians chapter 1 verses
13.
Abefeso esule soka nolu nyiriri ule kuminasatu.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13.
Nti. Erana mwe muye. Bwemwa ulide chigambe cha mazima. Enjiri eyobulokozi bwamwe. Mwoyo nokukiriza bwemwakiriza ne mutekebwa akakabonero no mwoyo mtukuvu eyasubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of the promise.
Ulidebuluji.
Yes.
Kwigamba okusinza Katonda mu mazima.
Worshiping God in truth.
Gateke do kuba mazima gebya wandi kwebitukufu.
It must be the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Na mazima gebya wandi kwebitukufu.
And the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Ge mazima ge chigambo cha Katonda.
Is the truth of the word of God.
Kitegeza mchisere echo.
It means in that time,
waberawo okutendeza no kusinza.
There is praising and Katonda. Worshiping God.
Nga kusinzira mu mazima ge chigambo cha Katonda.
Basing in the truth of the word of God.
Era mchisede chitegeze wabera wo kubulira chigambo cha Katonda okwamanya.
And in that time it means there is a fervent evangelism.
Tuwatu kugamba.
That's what we tell you.
Ndi akabonero kano oba akaraga akokusatu.
This third indicator.
Akaraga okutambula okw'omwoyo mutukufu okw'amaanyi.
Showing the great move of the Holy Spirit.
Okwetola ensi yonna.
Throughout the entire world.
Okulabisa okubalukawo okw'okubeerawo kwa Katonda n'okubeerawo n'okukola kwa Katonda mu nsi.
That show a sudden intensification of God's active presence in the world.
Wabeerawo okusinza n'okutendereza okuyita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
There is praising and worshiping God in the word of God. Yes.
It is the genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
Kuno kwe kutambula kwa mutukuvu.
The genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
Kwe kutambula kwa mutukuvu okwe sigika.
Which is often accompanied by authentic or real and passionate praising and worshiping.
Kuno
praising, worshiping and strong dedication to preaching of the word of God.
Okuwerekerwa. Okusinza n'okutendereza okwana maddala era
okwabuntu
okwamaanyi era okulaga okwewaayo mu kubuulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Wabeerawo ekyo kye bayita genuine, the genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
Nti okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
genuine means
kugama kulinga okwesigika.
Okwesigika. Okutambula okw'omwoyo omutukuvu okwesigika.
The genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
Nga kugatiddwa mu ki? Nga kuli kugatiddwa mu. Kuliaka it is often accompanied by the authentic or real and passionate praising, worshiping and strong dedication to preaching of the word of God.
Nga kugatiddwamu okusinza n'okutendereza okw'obuntu nga mulimu n'amaanyi mukwewaayo okw'okubuulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Witegede. Ntikubeera omuntu aba akwesiga n'okwesiga okutambula okw'omwoyo mutukuvu okwesigika.
That genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
Wokulabira.
When you see it.
Nga kugatiddwamu. Okwewerayo ddala
It is joined by, it is accompanied by authentic or real and personate.
Okwerayo dala oku kusinza okutendereza okusinza nokwerayo dala okubulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Real and personate praising, worshiping, and strong dedication of preaching the word of God. Yes, I've understood it.
Ooh.
So if that is present,
Samwiri,
First Samuel chapter 10 is also there present. The spirit comes down and starts changing you to another man, another
creature.
It turns into another man with the supernatural power.
Okay. Era abantu baali batandise okulabikawo mu Africa.
And those people had started showing in Africa.
Nga bayiye ebyamaanyi ebyobuliwo.
Inventing great physical things.
Ababuulizi abakola ebyewuunyisa ebiri mu maanyi g'omwoyo omutukufu.
There were preachers doing amazing things in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ekyali kibaluseewo.
What had come
sparked?
We never understood it.
Kadi nyagara batukubire kusimu dakikanga 10 wezi.
I want you to
tuze wole yoko twole
ku. Let us borrow some minutes. Yes,
tubulije kuba kubanafe.
We are from those that have been studying together with us. Yes.
Akamuri ukano akukusatu.
This third indicator. The third indicator. Yes.
Okudambula ku moyo mtukufu okwashi. Okutambula ku moyo mtukufu okwamanyi.
The longest move of the Holy Spirit throughout the entire world, coming, basing in Africa, Uganda. The indicator of praising and worshipping through the word of God. Yes. At the end, the Holy Spirit is going to come and turn you into another man or different people.
Abantu abalina amanya agomo yo mutukufu agasuka kugaba abalina amanya agasuka kugabazalibwa nago.
People with supernatural power,
but andiko kole ebyamanya mbyo moyo nebyo mubiri,
so that they start doing great things, physical and spiritual.
Ndaba ali babalushe mu Africa,
they had sparked out in Africa.
Bali mpaji Africa kati yaliye ko imude kati amanya gasinga gomo mutukufu gasinga mu ngagasinga mu Africa.
The power of the Holy Spirit was manifesting much in Africa, not anywhere else.
So,
let us read Samuel and they call us. Yes.
Samuel, Echisoka, Esura Yekumi, No Nyoroktano.
First Samuel chapter 10, verse 5.
No Ryokotuka, Kulusozi Wakatonda, Awali Echigo, Echava Filisuti, Awaluna Tuka, Bonabango Tusei Mchibuga, Ono Singana, Echibina Chava Nabbi. Ngabaserengeta ngabava mu kifo ekigulumivu ngabali n'entongooli n'ebitaasa n'endere n'ennanga nga bibakulembedde era banaaba nga bawa obunnabbi.
After that you shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of Philistines, and shall come to pass, when you are come there to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a harp and a tambourine and a flute and a lyre before them, and they shall prophesy.
What did they do?
Yes, I've heard very well.
What did they do?
Onyolo mkaga. Awo moyo wa mkama, najja kugwe na manyi. Nowela obunabi awamu nabo, nofuka okubo muntu omulala.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you with power, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man.
What did they do?
Yes. I've heard what happened.
We gatanga kubivugabyo nabo chiku. Enanga abasinza batendereza Katonda waliwe bateka nko bivuga byokanga byebisinza Katonda.
They could join the instruments and at times they could play only instrumentals.
Nga kakati bawera ko obunabbi obwokusinza n'okutendereza Katonda.
If only they could give prophecies of praising and worshiping God.
Kakati nga bwogeza n'obayingira mu bwoti.
So if you try to join them,
nga Katonda yakuteekedde dda weetegeseddwa omwoyo gwo akufulira w'ekitonde ekirala bagenda okugenda ofuluma oti nagwe omu ku basumba b'amaanyi.
When your spirit is already prepared, God just turns you into another creature. When you come out, you're one of the great pastors.
Ng'oli omu ku basajja abagezi abagenda okuyiyiza Africa n'abakazi.
You're one of the wise men that are going to plan for Africa.
Basajja n'abakazi abagezi bagenda okuyiya.
Men and women that are going to plan for Africa.
Mama.
Okay. What had begun?
Omubistani yakirengera n'agambye mpaji Africa keyimusekati.
The evil one said and saw it and said.
Ate bananyinyo tebamanyi.
The pillar of Africa is rising, but their owners don't know.
Tebamanyi nti n'omwoyo omutuku yasimbudde dda mu maanyi atambule nabo okwetula ensi yonna.
They don't know that the spirit of God has already moved.
N'obubonero tebasobodde bbula pa.
They were not able to see the signs.
Kumulundi guno gwokka.
This time round.
Tetukiddiriza namuna akato.
We are not returning
Africa ku mulundi guno gwokka.
Africa this time round. Seriously.
Okuyimuka kwembaji Africa kekuliwo ngate tuli mukubi kuli wabulungu.
As the rise of the African pillar is present and we're revealing it
everywhere.
No retardation.
Twesunga okudda ku mulundi gutula bakabonera akokuna.
We are anticipating to come back the time next time we see the fourth part.
Hello.
Hello.
Wanjo. Hello,
focus of God TV.
Wali muna. Wanji kadi munangi nawe bali kulabikanga we komiddeko.
Thank you for tuning in.
Kubanga we wa omuntu bikulinde ne mutwalira mu kyasa kye.
Tuomere ko kudobozi. Wanji. Hello.
Kubera tanyo we mpe.
Kubanga
odinga n'otumesa n'otulaga mu kyasa kye ko mulenda. Wabanga w'ennyimba. Ezikumulonga nnyo
nti.
Nimumuke.
Weewaawo.
Weewaawo zabangawo ng'olaba. Omuntu ayimba oluyimba. Olw'omubiri.
Weewaawo.
Nga lulaga enkulaakulana. Naye kati nowadays ennyimba eziriwo. Tezikyasomesa teziyigiriza yadde. Weewaawo tukitegeredde ddala bwali butamanya.
Yenyabo.
Tetwasobola tegeera biro ebyo. Kandi naakuba ekirabo ekyo.
Naye ebiro bikomyewo.
By the time is back.
Weewaawo tukyebaliza Mukama.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama abawe
omukisa. Nawe akuwa omukisa. Katunda akomyanga we bilera na agambe biro we bilidda.
God brings back the time and says when the time comes.
Ne we bidda namwe muri redeeming obudde.
If time is back, redeem time.
Hello.
Halafa
kasoba TV. Uwanji.
Naime wale kuhu
yeneza. Kari njabu nawe wale kubanga wekumideko.
Thank you for tuning in.
Ndashela kubamu kitoro.
Tusaviso kuhu uliza.
We're happy to hear from you.
Mane, tukua ulirange nimba edja anga tuloza. Abache kile wabu loko ya mjibu wakaja. Kumi ya mukama ya lati usiza.
Munangi.
Alaweleza wama ni usiza mukama.
Nga mumuone mazima.
Thank you also for tuning in.
Signs
were
there. Yes.
They had set of physical and spiritual. Massive singing.
Abantu batelogamba.
Is when people say
cyabayimbi abamu abayimba enako zino.
Some of the musicians of today.
Omuntu ngayomu.
The same musician.
Nenga sana deko yebuze kwoli eyayimbanga mujiri emyaka ejenda.
They have to go and consult from the
nenga yomu
artist.
Naye aha.
He is the one.
Naye ngeri jayimba mukati.
But the way he sings now.
I know kuda yaso ke yebuze kwoli yayimbanga luli.
He has to go back and inquire from his past.
Kuganga yanabuka.
He's wasted already. Oh my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Wanji.
Yeah, what's you?
God is seven IJ Bariko. Wanji.
Oh.
The network emta wanji.
The network has jammed. I think we are saying bye-bye to them. Yes. Our dear viewers on Focus of God TV, we thank you so much from where we started.
up to this time, studying together with us in the program, The Rise of the African Pillar. It has been a great teaching with Apostle Ronald Hope, known well as the teaching priest and the teaching priest of Africa. We have been blessed. I hope you're also blessed. When we're seeing these six signs or indicators that show the great move of the Holy Spirit, basing in Africa, Uganda, to the entire world. And we've been looking at the third indicator that show us the worship and praising of God through the word of God. Yes. I believe it has done you great. And you've known that Africa has been known well by God. When we would have sung right from the beginning of the 20th century. But it is never too late. God is saying that we are rising now in power as the Holy Spirit is also moving with us.
Amen.
We have to be prepared so that the Holy Spirit leads us to go back and sing spiritual songs. Songs pertaining to God as we sing in the Spirit. I'm waiting, eagerly waiting for the next part. Or the fourth indicator. Yes.
A profound conversion.
Yes. It is coming. Don't miss. Stay focused. This program is coming back even the first week of the month among the nine programs of GIRAP. Yes, I've been Pastor Godfrey Mukisa.
Pastor Godfrey Mukisa.
Together with the...
Yes, wisdom,
and our teaching priest.
Amen.
Apostle Ronald Hope.
Wait, wow. Ronald Hope.
Stay focused. Very many programs are still coming.
Programs nyingi zichaja.
We meet till next time.
Tusisinkane omulundi oguddako.
Bye.
Bye.
Focus of God TV, discipling the world.